Good morning and welcome to the world today. This is Mama Red coming to you with a message, Mama's message. Many years ago, I started using a poem called If I Had My Life to Live Over Again as the introduction to one of my presentations. It was known as the old lady gig as time went on, and people seemed to really remember it, and I was thinking about it this week for a variety of reasons. And in the middle of the night, a new one popped up in my head, and I wanted to share it with you. Now, I don't promise there won't be tears, because I get all mushy, and for those of you that know me, you know that's pretty normal. For those of you that are just meeting me, you'll learn it's pretty normal, because I get pretty passionate about helping people, and getting in the space just gets me all teary-eyed. If I had my life to live over again, I would dance. Even though I could have sworn that I couldn't dance, I wouldn't dance, I was too embarrassed to dance, I would dance. And I would enjoy it, and I would get lost in it. And when I came to and realized that people were staring at me aghast, if I had my life to live over again, I would look at them and invite them to join me, or to laugh, to clear the air. And I would dance. And if I had my life to live over again, I would spend less time trying to convince those who didn't like me to like me, and more time enjoying those who liked me already, with no more work on my part, no more effort. I would treasure their wisdom, and I would honor their friendship. If I had my life to live over again, I would look in the mirror and say thank you for every single feature and what I have as perceived flaws that I have. I would realize that I was blessed to have all my parts and to be able to use all my parts instead of negating them and criticizing them and essentially abusing myself. If I had my life to live over again, no one would have the right or be given the permission to abuse me, to take what is mine in terms of my respect, my love, my caring, my friendship, anything. And even more importantly, please listen. Even more importantly, if I had my life to live over again, I would be kind to myself so that I could be kind to others. If I had my life to live over again, I would be much gentler with my human journey, understanding that I was doing the very, very best I could at the time. So now I ask you, if you were to live your life over, what would you do differently? And what can you do about it right now? What action can you take? What if today's is the moment that you stop abusing yourself by calling yourself names and criticizing who you are and never being enough? What if today is that day, and by doing so, you give everyone around you permission to do the same? Love and light, hugs and blessings, Mama Red. Mwah.